Andy, are you happy or satisfied with the point today?
Well, we're one down, yeah. Andy, you know, we had a couple of chances there to get back into it, and we've taken one, and then it's can we go on and win it? But unfortunately, we couldn't quite find that second goal or that second chance when we had momentum second half. But the character pleased me today. You know, we went behind against Southend and didn't, like I said in the public about it, I didn't think we looked too likely to create anything. But today there was more of a reaction. It was better. And we managed to find that goal. So I think overall a draw was a fair result.
And you found the equaliser in style from an unlikely source.
Yeah, it's a great finish from Johnny. You know, he's gone on there today and performed well at centre-half to start with. And then we've put him forward into the middle of the park for the last 25 minutes of the game as we're chasing, obviously. And he's popped up with a goal. And he's, like you said, he's an unlikely scorer for us. But delighted for him because he's such a top pro.
Did you feel it wasn't going to be your day when a fantastic effort from James Dunn hits the bar, when De Vera volleys over?
Yeah, we've had a couple of chances at the bar, and then Joe's is a difficult one. He's trying to keep it down, and he couldn't quite manage that. But it was a good chance, and Jed's been in a couple of times and down the sides and not been quite able to finish today. And you do sit there and think, is it going to be one of those days? But thankfully, John has popped up with a fantastic finish to earn us a really important point.
I know fast starts is something we've talked about in the past, but both teams seem to come out at an electric pace.
Yeah, it was frantic today. You know, Gareth's got them playing at a high tempo. We try and play at a high tempo, and I think it was entertaining for the fans today. You know, it was there for everybody to see the levels of desire that both teams put in.
Jed Wallace playing more out on the right. Do you think that's a way to play the 3-5-2 and still get the best out of him?
I think you look at where we thought we could hurt them today, and we felt Jed 1v1 out there was an error. And I think first half, more first half than second, I would say. First half, he put some fantastic balls in, and unfortunately we couldn't quite convert them. But yeah, that's just a preference I had today.
Do you think there's the potential for Craig Westcar and Patrick Adjemang to be a prolific front two?
Well, they certainly played very well the other night, and they've done okay today. You know, it wasn't quite as the high standards that they set the other night, and that was always going to be difficult because it was so high. You know, them two linked it so well the other night. It was very, very, very good. Today was all right, and I was pleased with lots of aspects of it, but it didn't quite come off on some occasions from today. But they've both put in a shift, and they've both played an important part in getting us a good point.
Jack Watmore off at half-time. Was that an injury, or was that him being on a yellow card?
No, that was him being on a yellow card, and he looked a little bit out of sorts today at times. It wasn't normal Jack, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. I don't think he does. He's his own worst critic. But he's 18 years old, and he'll learn, and I didn't want to play the game with 10 men. So it was more that he'd been booked in. I didn't want him to try too hard second half and end up, you know, overreaching and in catching someone and it not being right. So I just thought that was the best thing to do for the team.
We know what talent someone like him has, but do people need to be patient and accept there will be ups and downs with an 18-year-old?
Of course. I remember when I played, when I was 18, cool, you can't be 9 out of 10 every week. That's not going to happen, you know. He's 18 years old, just 18. And we have to remember that, you know. I know he's 6'4", built like an ox, but he is 18 years old. He's only just a man. So we'll have to be careful with him, but he's learning all the time. He's a fantastic footballer, he really is. He's a great talent, and he'll go on and have a fantastic career. And, you know, today was just the right opportunity today to give him a break at half-time.
Final couple. Reports that Pompey have missed out on Carl Baker. Is there any truth or any light you can shed on that?
We won't be taking that any further. Yeah, we were interested, is the honest truth. We were looking to do something, but unfortunately we've made that decision now not to pursue. It's not Carl. I've met Carl a couple of times over the last couple of weeks and really got on well with him, and he wanted to come. But unfortunately, we're not able to pursue it any further for reasons I don't want to go into, if I'm honest. It's a club decision that we're not able to take it any further.
OK, and very last one. You mentioned the character. You mentioned how the side didn't look like they were going to get back into the game from Southend. To get an equaliser, first equaliser since the opening day, how satisfying?
Yeah, of course. You know, we wanted to bounce back when we go behind, and there are times when you are going to go behind, and we did today, unfortunately. We didn't defend the free kick very well. I think Paul Robinson's held his hand up in there and he didn't clear the ball. I think that's his first mistake he's made since he set foot in the door. So I hope he goes another 8 games, 9 games, whatever it is, until he makes another one, because he's been absolutely superb for us. But, you know, we did look a threat after they'd scored, and the character was there. And I think overall, like I said, a draw was a fair result.